Could there be prophecies? Did Nostradamus see, did the great seers, the great teachers know that someday there would be a massive earthquake on the San Andreas Fault? No. You are but repeating history. And it always happens. Civilizations rise, civilizations fall, and you rise again, and you fall again. And it doesn't take a big brain to know that you're going to do it again if you don't change it. So the teachers will come, and the teachers will be crucified, and the teachers will be rotten egged. And then we'll be the few as they go down saying, "Why didn't you tell us?" And the adversary will laugh at you. But God wins. And that's why I know I'm on the right side, and that's why I know I'm right. And that's why you can doubt me all you choose. Because I know I'm right. I have not come to share for the heck of it. Although I find it quite a fascinating game. It beats chess all the heck. And if you weren't so sad, you'd roll in the aisles at some of the antics you pull. You ask, what entertains us? Just watching you. You want to watch a science fiction movie on your television? All we have to do is turn on our screens. It is totally absurd.
This is tape number 2, December 21st, 1995. Thank you, Commander.
We're getting some feedback, and ones are saying, well, I notice a change in tone, tenor, something is different about the meetings. Seems like Commander's getting right down to it. I sure am. You're out of time. In childhood, you're to childhood's end. And you don't have to worry a great deal about overlords. All you've got to do is attach yourself to the over-mind. So if you get hung up on whether or not you can believe in some overlord, which I might well represent to you, not as interesting as Carillion, undoubtedly, with a big tail so that you can recognize him. But the concept is not much different than Arthur Clarke's visualization of how it could come to evolve or dissolve. Because regardless of what you want to think, you are a manifested thought form, and therefore you are an illusion. I don't care how real you may think you are, the reality is what created you, not what you are. And so by a reversal of the thought projection, you disperse. Well, maybe you want to do that, maybe you don't. Some of you would like to inhabit a beautiful place of perfection, or just a little bit better. God provides that. And you will demand it. But if your favorite idea is just to capture a dancing girl with big boobs, then you go for it. But I'm not going to come back and bring everybody back and drag you out of the brothel. I'm not going to do it. That obviously becomes your choice once you know. I'm sorry, you can lie to yourself, you can lie to me, you can refuse and deny, but you can never again unknow. You can forget, but none of you will. There are just some things. You can block out everything that has happened to you for the last 20 years. But you know right from wrong, and you know truth. And there is no way for you to conjure up in your silliest games unknowing. You may not understand the perfection of communication, meditation. You don't have to comprehend its working to be able to master it. You don't have to know how to work the television tubes and circuits in order to watch a picture. So let's quit lying to each other. Or at least, let's say, hey, we're playing this game and I'm going to pretend to be confused. Because then I get your opinion, and everybody gets to voice their opinion. And I'm all for having more opinions. It gives us opportunity to reason together. It gives us opportunity to answer questions. I've got a pile of questions. Honorable, interesting, fascinating questions that we could be answering rather than doing those stupid, silly things of law. You have no law justice. It's been the downfall and destruction and binding force that has brought you to your knees. Does that mean you can't work within the system to build better? Silliness. When you go to war against something, it becomes your preoccupation and you forget how to build up through and what allows for growth in honor. Shooting somebody doesn't do it. And usually shooting off your mouth doesn't do it. You have to recognize the wisdom of building properly. You can work within the laws of the land. And as long as you remain in the laws of the land and always within the laws of God, you will do just fine. It doesn't mean that they won't do unto you. But it does mean that ultimately using their own laws in wise action, you will make it. We've gone through a lot of training, a lot of practice. And if you misuse your corporations, you deserve to lose. Because the information and the ability and the capability of using them correctly and lawfully is right in front of you. And if you're too lazy to do it right, then you deserve to lose. It means you made up your mind before you started not to bother, let somebody else do it, and I'll ride along. Nope. In God's journey, you are alone. When you meet God face to face and judgment comes, He doesn't even judge you, but you will meet Him. And He's not going to burn your eyes out or anything like that. And you're not going to recognize Him a lot differently than you would recognize a nice bright light shining right back on you from a very big mirror. Who God? Oh, me God? Yeah, how do you judge yourself? Where do you think you are going? This is the best way to teach children. Don't let them say, I don't know why I did it. They may not know why they did it. Well, what do you think is the discipline that should come with this? Most kids would say, oh, I don't know. Sure they know. They know they need to be beaten to death. And they're hoping you're not thinking it. You're usually saying it, and they're pretty sure you don't mean it. Children will be fair with their own discipline, far more fair than the parent who has to confront Christmas. And do I let them get away with it, or do I punish them? Do I put coal in their socks? What do I do? And you expect me to tell you, don't you? Because some of you are faced right now today with some of these problems. Well, you go right ahead and get them what they wanted for Christmas. And they'll do it again next year and the year after. Or they will grow up. Ask them, do you deserve this? And when they say, no, I don't deserve it, then maybe you can let them have it. But what are you going to do to be worthy of having it? Because you see, I love you either way. And whatever you do doesn't impact my love for you, my absolute and total love for you. But man, I got a lot of conditions. Don't give me the unconditional love bit. Some try that, and I know it's a sore spot in this very room. God is the most conditioned, the most, you only come within God by meeting conditions. But His love is absolute and His patience infinite. He knows that you will learn or else. And He's got infinity to wait. Do you? Well, you've got infinity if you are a soul being to practice. So it becomes up to you. Well, if you think your child can't decide what his own discipline should be between now and Christmas morning, what are you going to do about your life between now and Christmas morning? And I'm talking about Christ morning. You see, they want to say Christians and Jews, Judeo-Christian, Jesus, born again. No, thank you. That's a cop-out. That is a cop-out. Jesus may be a Christed being. Buddha may be a Christed being. You may be a Christed being. If you are sold, you are a Christed being. Why don't you act like it? But the confrontation of Christ morning is when you judge your actions against the perfection of a Christ. I didn't even say God. We don't want to lay a heavy trip on you. Now, I didn't intend to lecture on Wally's only day here, but Wally wanted to hear this. Wally and I understand each other, and he has an intent within his soul that is burning to get at his work. And I'm sorry that he has been delayed so long, and I hope that while he's in this area, there will be an opportunity for him to make some connections. But frankly, I wanted to make a connection first. And if you ever want to be told off in such exquisite language in 14 different ways in the same paragraph and never use the same word twice, Wally Gentleman has a command of English that all of you had better envy. And he's told me off from time to time. I long for the day when everything that I say doesn't have to be printed, because that's what I enjoy. The relationship with my friends with quality that is not sacrificed for speed, to meet the slang needs of society, but the quality of interchange that we've known before and have had to let go of while we do a job. And all we are just a little bit higher expressing human beings and our needs for camaraderie and brotherhood are even greater than yours, because we know the perfection of it and you have forgotten. It's been blocked from you, else you would never come to do your job. You never would. Yet you knew and you agreed. And that is accepted, and that's the way it will be. And those vows are renewed constantly. And you will argue with that. Oh, I would never have agreed again. Yes, you do. Yes, you did. Because in those instances, you can also see the end of the road. And seeing the end of the road, you understand the need to be doing what we're doing. But the overall immediately moves you into another dimensional situation whereby this one just no longer exists. And you've agreed not to do that. And we can have miracles, we will not have magic. We must do it so that we're not stopped from doing it on silliness. And magic is cute and entertaining, but it's silly. And it will get you in trouble. If you had the pot of gold in the middle of this table, you'd only be in trouble. It seems like the answer. And when the answer does come, it has to be funneled through properly to keep you out of trouble, to allow you to be able to use it. And the weight seems interminable. But when you consider where we have come, in 7 years we have produced the miracle. You have 160 some odd volumes. You have thousands of hours of information. You have the gift of life, cellular perfection in a bottle. God has given you life, not just within, but to hold in your hand and offer your brother. And still your brother will laugh and won't take it. Or you'll take your tractor, or you'll take your gold. Well, if you want to win, welcome aboard. If you just want to go along for the ride, and you're willing to come without pulling us down, welcome aboard. But we're going right through. And we're going to do it right, and we're going to build a foundation upon which a worthy society can be built, or forget it. And just get off here and go home. But we're not going to get off of here and go home until we've done our job. And at the very least, our job is to allow the ones out there all over this globe to at least have access to make a choice. And beyond that, it's none of our business. God has other reasons for handling things in other ways. And you are just a chunk off the old block, so to speak. And I don't know about you, but I'm going home. I am going home, and I'm going to go home after I have done my work correctly. And I know that many of you here are not going to settle for lesser than yours. And I hear you. Well, if I just knew what mine is. And well, if I were just Wally Gentleman, he at least knows what his is. When we're all there, we will all know what it is. All right, question time. Discussion time. Argument time.
What about explanation time?
Explanation time, if I can do it.
No, it's my explanation. You began by saying that you wondered how I could get on by myself away from the HQ here, the fraternity, the brotherhood here. But I just wanted to explain that I can do it easily, right, because I received the hat on communiques. These are always provocative, they're always interesting, and they're always illuminating. And that's why I retain the greatest confidence in receiving.
Then you have just thanked everyone for what they do.
Yes, indeed.
Because you see, anyone can write, and you can write or speak piles and piles, libraries full of material. And if there are no readers, if there are no takers who are willing to spend the time to correct and then finally print and lay out, you don't have zip. So when ones come, well, I just want a more important job. There are no unimportant jobs. We can have the greatest product in history. We do. In fact, we do. If nobody puts a label on the bottle, nobody puts it in the bottle, and nobody ships it out, it is worthless. It's worthless. And for you who think it's worthless or your little job is not very much, I want to tell you what you're putting in those bottles. It's time I tell you. I can't give you an elemental name. It wouldn't mean anything to you. You wouldn't even find it on Walter Russell's chart. What we do is creation in its finest form. We put together the very things that when it develops itself, it is a new form. And when you get a bottle of Oxysol, you're getting a bottle of liquid crystal diamond. Colloidal diamond. Everybody hear me? Colloidal diamond. This is the computer chip of the generations. The gold will help you make your synapses, your connections. The diamond will give you the chip upon which all data can be placed. It is the stuff of crystal skulls that hold all the data, basically, of your little universe. Liquid, molten, and then solidified with all its information in the skull. Now, why would it be a skull? That is an evil sign. No. The skull is simply that which encases the computer system, your data banks, your brain. And through the brain comes to the consciousness thought. Thought comes from the mind. And it depends on soul intent, what runs through the mind. The mind runs it through the data banks and out here into consciousness where you can look at it, consider it, think about it. But the thought you can't hold on to. Sometimes it can be photographed. More and more and more equipment is being made to literally photograph your thoughts. Your thoughts can transfer as visuals. And there will come the day when communication requires no voice. And in many ways, that's sad, because there will not be the scholars that will bother to learn the beauty of a language that communicates a thought and allows everybody to receive the expression and be able to visualize the concept one to another. And I hope that you understand, by the time that happens to man, he needs more than the garbage put in front of him on a television screen that makes him an idiot. If you cannot express in written form and verbalize, or at least draw these written pictures, what can you visualize? What have you as a tool with which to communicate? And already you've gone far enough down that you don't read enough to do more than just cursorily look at something. It's much easier to turn on the box and vegetate. Don't lie to me. I know that's what you do. Dharma turns it on and vegetates because everybody will leave her alone and she can think about something else and doesn't have to look at the box. And that's what all of you do. You get saturated. You get overwhelmed by the magnitude of the workload and the piles of books and papers that come before you. And your eyes are tired. Your mind is tired. You just want to escape. And you're going to choose whatever way you can for a little while to get a little balance back. And it's fine. And sometimes the sillier the program, the more you realize you've grown. And if you don't watch the box at all, you don't get anything. Because once you learn how to watch the box, they give you all the information you ever needed or will ever need and what they hide from you. And yet they can't hide it, can they? They do the silliest things that I've ever seen to try to cover something. Any thinking being knows it's a lie. And you can take the lie and you can reverse it and you know exactly what's happening and you know where. So it doesn't take any great psychic. But by the time your communication level has achieved the level of ability and capability, unless you have a foundation, there's no point. Garbage in, garbage out. And this is our last opportunity. It's got to be this generation. It's got to be before Wally Gentleman dies and leaves you hanging on the hook. Because there are not, there are plenty out there if you can get them together. But they've either given up, waiting for somebody else, waiting to die off, who knows what they're waiting for. Unable to do it. And if his mind dies and leaves you with nothing, you may well deserve it, but what a loss to mankind. Because there's no one coming up with a kind of visualization to allow you to know truth. There'll be another Jurassic Park somewhere, which might be fun to watch. That is nothing. You have created monsters out of people that are far more deadly than any Jurassic Park creatures. And you may as well know that that is not only possible, it's done. It is done. DNA is never lost. It is the substance of soul and allows a blueprint. And it's got to have monoatomic gold and it's got to have diamond chips. And we're giving both of those to you. And I'm not going to hold your nose and pour it down your throats. Neither am I going to just shower it out to everyone in the universe who happens to want to try it. You come aboard my ship because you want to be there and you ask permission to come aboard, sir. Just like I ask to come among you, I do not intrude upon anyone unasked. and that is common courtesy. And people of your world are going to learn common courtesy, or you're not coming into the universe. And I am getting hard, and I am moving farther today, because I want Wally to hear me. I want him to know he's got the kind of substantial support that isn't going to wobble out from under him. Where are you two?
We have 30 minutes of tape left.
Let's begin to wrap this up so that they don't have to drive long and late.
Okay.
Other things will be happening. I'm open for conversation. I know that all those questions that were right there will be right there the minute we part. I would like Wally to have just a minute, if it is possible, to look at Bob's crane apparatus. Oh, the stories, the beautiful stories that need to be told. There's so many. God has not forsaken you. Mankind has walked away from God. And to open those conduits again so that you accept his gifts with the integrity of a godly acceptance and a re-giving back. There are no treasures on earth to measure to that presence. And quite frankly, those presents, as in E-N-T, those gifts. You have actually all the ones you need. As enlightenment begins to unfold here, and it's not happening just here. And our work had to be the way it has had to be, and experiences the way they have fallen, so that the lessons not only can be learned here, but those fragile beings out there who have waited and waited and waited, they hear you. I'm not interested in selling a zillion journals to deaf, blind, and arguing ears and eyes. And that's something you're going to have to learn. If spouse doesn't like it, you don't have to fight with them. But you don't have any right to God to deny him because of their idiotic behavior. That doesn't mean you hit them, pinch them, or anything. You just say, hey, no, it's not all right. I'm not going to argue with you, but neither am I going to play your game. And the reason that I tell you this and I stress it is because it happens every day in every way. And if you compromise your relationship with God, you've compromised your soul. And you certainly haven't helped them. It isn't a matter of backing off and saving two, you lose two. And we will leave you. I have to leave you. I've warned you over and over and over again. The hardest thing our people will ever face is having to release and let go. Because it isn't even the intent of God that you try to save everything or cram something down someone else's throat. They resist and they get angry and they got the adversary winding their key up. Because They know that you are dangerous to them. And we have to be big enough, strong enough, to accept it, take it, release it, and move on. And if they want to go to jail, get a divorce, go fly a kite, grow a garden, let them. It's none of your business. If you can maintain a relationship once you come into knowing, be patient, be kind, be accepting of them, but demand that they be accepting of you. It doesn't mean you shout. You just say, that's unacceptable to me. We can either not talk about it, I will leave the room, whatever you want to do, dear. But I'm not going to listen to myself being destroyed when you refuse to even look. And that's the hardest thing that you will ever do. Because you cannot stand it as human beings grasping for that little thread of appreciation and love. That, darling, I'm so proud of you. You see, we don't ask for much. And quite frankly, the better we are, the less we ask for. But the soul cries out for acceptance, recognition, and just, honey, I'm really proud of you. That's called respect. God doesn't want your worship. Not in the connotation of the word, fall down on your knees and worship me. He wants your respect and your reverence for that which he is. And that is what man cries out for, is respect. And you mistakenly call it love, adulation, strokes, when all you want is to be respected, recognized, and revered for a job well done and thoughts well conceived and honorable and respectable service with integrity to be recognized. Yes, it's enough to know you hold that. It really is enough. But isn't it nice when it's recognized? Isn't it nice when it comes with love? But above all, it is the epitome of appreciation and communication when respect is the key. And God respects you. Let's not even consider creation and he made you. God respects you enough that he is willing to allow you to fail. He is willing to pick you up, dust you off, and discipline you so that you can grow into self-discipline. And if it takes a zillion times around, you will grow. And he's got time. You perceive that you do not. And you have reached an age in which DNA cross genetic structuring can wipe out soul. Beings are born, live, and die with no soul. In every instance, there's capability of attaining that, but not in your environment. Hardly at all anymore. And what you are looking for are the souled beings with which you can relate, because you obviously have a soul. And you're reaching out. And it's falling on dead, deaf ears. Why? Because of fear, usually. I don't want to get trapped into your nutsy world. What they're really saying is, I'm not good enough to be in your world. So you have to give them respect for whatever it is they are worthy of. That does not mean you lie to them. Because the minute you lie to a spouse or family member or a friend, you have ruined the relationship. Because all know you're lying. And God most of all. So the lecture's over for today. I would hope that you ones will allow yesterday's writing. I have not given Dorma time, and everybody has been so gracious. And you will find most of them are old friends or new ones who have been searching, and you're going to wonder, well, why is it the 80-year-old people that have had a whole lifetime to experience that suddenly have found it here? Because they've been searching and they have found home. They have been waiting and waiting and waiting for truth, and they found it. Or they don't. And if they don't, all the cramming of paperwork down their throat will not make it different. That was the purpose of our work. And if we can bring a world back into light, it's certainly worthy of the effort. If we can't, doesn't mean we failed. It means we've located our brethren and they are secure. But saving doesn't have anything to do with it. Only individual self can save self. If we can act as a tool to bring balance or even reflect the ugliness. But if you absolve yourself of responsibility for confronting the lie, then you deserve what you get. And it will worsen. The child will get worse. And then to get even, they will think up even more and bigger atrocities to pull on you. So you have no right to each other to allow that to happen. You can act out in ignorance when you don't understand all of the facts, but when you get